And this was what Samuel did. He spoke the will of God to the people. And Samuel spoke and said to them in 1 Samuel chapter 7, "And Samuel spake all unto all the house of Israel, saying, If ye do return unto the Lord with all your hearts, then put away the strange gods and Ashtaroth from among you, and prepare your hearts unto the Lord, and serve him only, and he will deliver you out of the hand of the Philistines." Then Israel, the children of Israel, put away the Baalim and the Ashtaroth and served the Lord only. Samuel was someone who understood that the people of God need to get back to him. And, you know, no monkey business, but rather to follow the Lord and obey him and do his will, so that he is able to bless them by his presence with them. And Samuel said, "Gather all Israel to Mizpah, and I will pray for you unto the Lord." And they gathered together to Mizpah and drew water and poured out before the Lord and fasted on that day. So the people came back to God. They knew and they repented of their sins. "We have sinned against the Lord." And it was that time that Samuel offered up burnt offerings, and the Philistines came, and how the Lord caused Israel to have a great victory that day. The Lord was good to be with his people, and Samuel was God's voice in his generation. And how important it is that there would be men and women of God who would be willing to obey the voice of God and to do the will of God. He understood that this is important, and so the Philistines were subdued, and they came no more into the coast of Israel, and the hand of the Lord was against the Philistines all the days of Samuel, and the cities which the Philistines had taken from Israel were restored to Israel, from Ekron even unto Gath, and the coast thereof did Israel deliver out of the hands of the Philistines. And there was peace between Israel and the Amorites. And Samuel judged Israel all the days of his life. And he went from year to year in circuit to battle and Gilgal and Mizpah and judged Israel in all those places. And his return was to Ramah. And it was there in his house that he judged Israel. And he built an altar unto the Lord. So as we said, that Samuel was the last prophet. God raised Moses at the time of the Exodus. From Moses to Samuel, it was a time when the prophets ruled Israel. And before that, there were 400 years of silence, and earlier in the period of Israel's history, the patriarchs ruled, right? The Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, the forefathers ruled. And then after Samuel, will come a time when Israel decided that they don't want God to rule them, but they wanted a king just like all the other nations. And so through Samuel, God would anoint the first king of Israel. God commanded Samuel to go and anoint this man called Saul to be king of Israel. And Saul was the first king whom God asked Samuel to anoint. 1 Samuel chapter 9 verse 15 tells us that account. "Now the Lord told Samuel in his ear a day before Saul came, saying, Tomorrow about this time I will send a man out of the land of the Benjamin, and thou shalt anoint him to be captain over my people, that he may save my people out of the hand of the Philistines, for I have looked upon my people, because their cry is come unto me. And when Samuel saw Saul, The Lord said unto him, Behold, the man whom I speak of thee of to thee of, this same shall reign over my people. And 1 Samuel chapter 12 tells us how he made Saul king according to God's instruction. And Samuel said unto all Israel, Behold, I have hearkened unto your voice in all that ye said unto me, and have made a king over you. And now, behold, the king walketh before you, and I am old and grey-headed. And behold, my sons are with you, and I have walked before you from my childhood unto this day. And he said, you know, it was at the end, close of his life. It was at the end of his life. And he thought that, you know, his work would have been completed. And Samuel said unto the people, Fear not, ye have done all this wickedness, yet turn not aside from following the Lord, but serve the Lord with all your heart, and turn ye not aside. For then should ye go after vain things, which cannot profit nor deliver, for they are vain. For the Lord will not forsake his people for his name's sake, because it hath pleased the Lord to make you his people. Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way. So this was Samuel's life. His life was spent as a priest, as a prophet, to teach the people the things of God, the right way, to teach them the good way. Only fear the Lord, he said to them, and serve him in truth with all your heart. For consider how great things he had done for you. You see, Israel, they were a people who were slaves. And God has brought them a long way. And God has brought us a long way. He has brought us, saved us from our sins, and brought us to be his people as a witness for him. And the Lord would want, right, that we would walk with him in his fear and to serve him in truth all our life. But if ye shall do so wickedly, ye shall be consumed, the Lord says, both ye and your king. And so when Saul sinned against God by offering a sacrifice on behalf of Samuel, Samuel had to courageously confront him. It was a difficult time, because Samuel was old, and at that time, when Saul offered the offering, 1 Samuel chapter 13 and verse 8 says, And he tarried 7 days according to the set time that Samuel had appointed. But Samuel came not to Gilgal, and the people were scattered from him. And Saul said, Bring hither a burnt offering to me and peace offerings. And he offered the burnt offering. And it came to pass that as soon as he had made an end of offering the burnt offering, behold, Samuel came, and Saul went out to meet him, that he might salute him. And Samuel said, What hast thou done? And Saul said, Because I saw that the people were scattered from me, and that thou camest not within the days appointed, that the Philistines gathered themselves together at Michmash. Then said I, The Philistines will come down now upon me to Gilgal, and I have not made supplication unto the Lord. I forced myself, therefore, and offered a burnt offering. Samuel said to Saul, Thou hast done foolishly. Thou hast not kept the commandment of the Lord thy God, which he commanded thee. For now would the Lord have established thy kingdom upon Israel forever. But now thy kingdom shall not continue. The Lord has sought him a man after his own heart, and the Lord has commanded him to be captain over his people, because thou hast not kept that which the Lord commanded thee. And so it was that time that God instructed Samuel to go and anoint David. And he courageously obeyed in faith, in spite of the danger of angering Saul. And the Lord said to Samuel, 1 Samuel 16, How long wilt thou mourn for Saul, seeing that I've rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill thy horn with oil and go, and I will send thee to Jesse the Bethlehemite, and I have provided me a king among his sons. And Samuel said, How can I go? If Saul hear it, he will kill me. And the Lord said, Take an heifer with thee, and say, I am come to sacrifice to the Lord, and call Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show thee what thou shalt do, and thou shalt anoint unto me him whom I name unto thee. And Samuel did that which the Lord spake, and came to Bethlehem, and the elders of the town trembled at that, at his coming, and said, Comest thou peaceably? And he said, Peaceably, I am come to sacrifice unto the Lord. Sanctify yourselves and come with me, do the sacrifice. And he sanctified Jesse and his sons and called them to the sacrifice. And Samuel said unto Jesse, Are here all thy children? And he said, There remaineth the youngest, and behold, he keepeth the sheep. And Samuel said unto Jesse, Send and fetch him, for we will not sit down till he come hither. And he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy and wither of a beautiful countenance, and goodly to look to. And the Lord said, Arise, anoint him, for this is he. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel rose and ran and went to Ramah. And the next thing we hear is 1 Samuel 25. Samuel died, and all Israel were gathered together and lamented him and buried him in his house at Ramah. Thank God for his faithful servants who declare his word without apology and without respecting of persons. May the Lord help us. Thank God for this testimony of the prophet Samuel. May his faith bring for us an example that we too may likewise do his will for his own honor, for his own glory. This is the life of Samuel and how he was courageous to speak according to the word of God. And God blessed Samuel's life. Let us pray. Father, we thank thee for thy word. Thank thee for thy mercy in enabling us to study the life of Samuel and his faith, how he was courageous to proclaim God's word. And Lord, we thank thee for thy mercy in enabling the people of Israel to have a period of peace when they were brought by thy mercy to come back to thee. And Lord, we thank thee for the example of this man Samuel, and may his faith be remembered as one who would be willing to obey God's word at all costs. So Lord, may thou bless now the listening of thy word, and bless now our time of prayer. This I ask with thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Amen.